We've been speaking about the blackouts that have been initiated by Eskom yesterday. You'll remember we were plunged into stage 6 load shedding. We're back in 4, but according to some analysts, stage 6 is not something that is out of the question yet. And also the current weather that we've been seeing flooding across many parts of the country. Not only is this because of climate change, but of course the weather that we see in this particular season of the year. So of course, you're going to be seeing insurance claims being on the rise because of what we're seeing there, people claiming for their cars and their homes that have been destroyed as a result of the current conditions. And earlier on, I got to catch up with Christelle Coleman, who's an insurance expert at Old Mutual, and she spoke to us first off about the trends that they're seeing in the industry. Let's probably start with something that's been trending on Twitter throughout the day, are the cars that have been swept away by floods, and people that have been insured are asking a crucial question about whether their motor vehicles are insured.
Well, absolutely, yes. If you have the privilege of insurance, we must remember that 7 out of 10 cars on the South African roads are not insured, but if you are one of the lucky 3 out of 10, you know, one of the basic perils of insurance is flood insurance. So your car would be covered if it was damaged, you know, like we saw the car floating down the river in Centurion yesterday.
So what are the trends that we're seeing? We haven't seen floods like this, according to weather experts, in a few years. So in terms of insurance companies, has there been an increase of claims related to floods? What are you seeing in terms of that?
I think what we have seen in the insurance industry in South Africa is a general increase in specifically in 2019, in the number of catastrophe claims. So that's where there's, you know, there's a number of incidents, a number of people claiming for the same event, like the flood in Centurion. So this year has been quite bad. It's not just increase in floods, but it's also an increase in the number of big fires, like we've seen in the George Nisner area a couple of years ago, and then things like big hailstorms. So there seems to be an increase in the number of these weather-related incidents that cause big damage.
What would a client have to look out for when claiming for a specific incident? Surely there are things in their contracts that they have to look out for, and hopefully they'd be prepared when it's time to claim for these particular incidents.
I think first and foremost, it's important to remember that if you have insurance and you're insured with a reputable company, that you should always take care of your safety first. So, you know, don't try and, you know, save items from your home if it's been threatened by flood. Make sure that your cover is in place and that you can then claim from your insurance policy. What is important also is to make sure that you understand the terms and conditions of your policy. We find that people don't read their policy. So understand what is your exit. Understand what you know, requirements are in place, for instance, around security measures if you are going to leave your home. And then I think we received quite a big claim yesterday afternoon from the floods, and the owner of the home is overseas with their family in the United States. So if you do leave South Africa, or you're going from Gauteng down to the coast on your holiday, make sure that that you leave your keys perhaps with someone that you can trust. You can get access to your property. Make sure that you've got all the contacts of the emergency assist services that your insurance company provides to you on record, that if you get that dreaded phone call from Joburg saying your house has been flooded, that you can immediately move into action and make sure you know that the contents perhaps is removed, and that, you know, that we can proceed with the claim as quickly as possible.
Yeah, speaking of the home contents insurance, is it active if the alarm system perhaps goes off and then the security obviously fails due to load shedding? How would that work?
Okay, so this is a very important point. So first and foremost, all insurance companies will have alarm requirements in place if your contents sum insured is over a certain amount. Our alarm systems and security systems and electric fencing systems and garage doors are not made to be triggered all the time like it has been at the moment with load shedding. So it's very important that you make sure that your backup battery is tested and replaced. Before you leave for holidays, make sure that your alarm company comes out and that they test your alarm system, because it's your duty and responsibility to ensure that your alarm is in a working condition. Having said that, if there is a claim, your alarm didn't go off, and, you know, we do the investigations as insurers, and we find out that it was as a result of a period of load shedding. Insurance companies will generally be fair in their treatment from the alternative insurance perspective specifically, and consider that, and, you know, when deciding on whether to pay the claim or not. But if they can prove by looking at your alarm records that you never set your alarm, that you haven't had your alarm serviced or your battery replaced for the last 5 years, and then your alarm falters, you're going to have a problem. So make sure that it is maintained and in good order.
And then when we go back to the car insurance, over the past few years, Crystal, have we seen insurance companies modifying the policies to deal with the current weather patterns or the increasing crime rates? Have insurance companies still modified what they're offering at an affordable rate to policy takers?
Oh, absolutely. From an mutual insurer perspective, definitely not. You know, our cover, if anything, our cover has improved and increased over the years. Mm. You must remember that insurance is there specifically for these kind of events. It's there to cover you against floods. The one that's a little bit of an unknown is the increase in claims as a result of the load shedding. It's kind of a new insurance risk if you think about it. So, you know, we hope that it'll get sorted out. We've seen an increase in claims, for instance, from power surges, so damage to computer equipment, electronic equipment. We've seen sort of an increase in fires as well, because if there's a power surge, it can lead to a fire. But it's not at that level yet where it will impact on the cover that we provide and the premiums that we charge. It still seems to be under control.
Yeah. And I mean, just a final thought from you. People claim throughout the year, but in general, just in terms of the trend, do you see a significant increase in this particular time of year where we're seeing increased rains and changing weather patterns in terms of insurance claims, and really the success rate of positive claims that have been filed?
Absolutely. We see an increase in claims when it's attached to the weather pattern. So we all normally see an increase in hail damage claims and water damage or flood damage claims in Gauteng when it's summertime. And the same happens when it's, you know, when it's in Cape Town. I can just say this again. This is why you have insurance. If you're insured with a reputable insurance company, this is when you will be protected. You know, if that flood is approaching your property, you can exit it and make sure that once everything has been cleaned up and, you know, people are safe, insurance companies will step in and rebuild your home and pay out for, you know, your items that have been lost or damaged. So it's very important that the listeners, you know, take the time to shop around and to make sure that they don't just go for those policies where they pay the lowest premium, but they actually compare the covers that they have and that they look at the excess structures and that they're fully aware of what's not covered in terms of their policies. Because the worst time to find out that you've got a poor policy or insurer is at the time when you have a loss and you've already suffered a trauma.
That's true indeed. Finding out that you've got the worst policy when it is unable to help you in your time of need. So finding comprehensive insurance that's going to cover you in the worst of times. Here we're talking about the blackouts and the instances of severe flooding that we've seen throughout various parts of the country. I've been speaking there to Christelle Coleman, who's the insurance expert at Old Mutual.